Now I'm joined on the phone by Jeff Gould, and Jeff is a former artistic director of the Everyman Palace Theatre, and he's also founder of Fit Up Theatre. Jeff, are you well today?
Fantastic now, with the sun out and the storm gone, really, because we live up in the mountain here in Clashmore, and so it's a bit wild for the last 24 hours.
Yeah, it was the same here. Now, it's that time of year again. I went to the Ear of the Hiker on Saturday night, on Friday night in Youghal. Great to get out to theatre again. But it's that time of year, and it's great to have that time of year when the Fit Up Theatre is going again. What have you on offer for us this year?
Well, it'll be four weeks of theatre in six different locations, and we have a show a week starting on Wednesday in Bartlemy, and the week one show is The Empty Nest. It's an unusual piece in the sense that it's relevant to all of us at a particular age now in life, but it was written by a 28-year-old, which makes it quite unusual. It's his first play, a guy called Oshie Flores Sweeney. He's from Mayo. And he spent a lot of time living with his grandparents, and kind of on observing those, he gave us this beautiful 1 hour. It'd be a bit unfair to call it a comedy. It's incredibly funny, but it also has, you know, quite a good resonance of people getting stuck in a rut and needing something to do, you know, to get them out of the rut, really. So we did it in Cavan and Leitrim at the weekend. It was completely sold out up there. There's a great reaction to it, and it goes on a national tour after this week in North Cork. So Seamus O'Rourke audiences will know, and Joan Sheehy was in on Colleen Kuhn, and she's a nabby actress, and the two together make a fantastic pairing. And a fabulous hour if you can get down to see it.
Absolutely, and of course that's in Bartlemy. We'll talk about the other places that these are appearing. So we'll go on to number two, which is the best Ballad of Mossy Flood.
Yeah, Seamus has probably done more Fit-Up shows than anyone now over the last 6 years, and this is his most recent play. I think it's his best. I love it. I think it's a stunning piece of theatre. It's based on a man called Mossy Flood who lives with his mother in Longford and hates the lads from Leitrim, so you can imagine how well it went down in Seamus's home county of Leitrim. But he's a kind of a man who lives on the margins of society, a bit of a meow, I suppose my father would call him. But he turns into be a bit of a hero, and a bit of, you know, he's got a great way of looking at life, and it's very funny, very beautiful. Again, an hour long, and I did 3 weeks in the Viking Theatre in Dublin, sold out last in October. So we're delighted to be bringing it. And I think people will get a chance to see Seamus in The Empty Nest and then to see him doing his one-man show. There's two great shows to start the festival like.
Absolutely, yeah. He's going to be quite busy, isn't he, Seamus O'Rourke? Yeah,
Seamus always busy, really. He's a bit of a phenomenon because he writes all his own plays and he performs them, and he's continually in demand, really, for television and film. And but we love him on the stage. He's 6'5" from Leitrim, and he's got this incredible storytelling. He doesn't move a muscle on the stage, really, but you feel there's loads going on all around him. You know, his theatricality is in his stillness, really, and also in the poetry language. His language just will make you laugh, and there's a couple of great twists in this that you're never going to see coming, and it just makes you laugh out loud when they arrive, you know. Brilliant. It's a brilliant piece.
That's The Ballad of Mossy Flood. Now then we go on to Pat Kinnevan, and he's doing his own King.
Yeah, Pat's from Cove, and he would probably be, I suppose, one of the most important voices in Irish theatre at the moment. He won an Olivier Award, which is almost impossible to win, with his play Silent, which is about homelessness. So completely different to Seamus, what Pat does is he takes an idea like homelessness or nursing homes or mental illness and takes you on a mad journey for about an hour and a quarter through a particular character, and this character is fascinating, really. He's a Martin Luther. His mother was a Martin Luther King fan, and he's called Luther, and he's mad about Elvis, and it's a beautiful piece, quite kind of mad theatrically now, but again an hour and a quarter making you think about lots of things in life, really.
Yeah, it just brings to mind, do most actors have a play in them, if you know what I mean? Do they?
That's a great question, Dick. Everybody would say that most actors have a play in them. The problem is whether it's a good play in them or not. You know, like, the bottom line with it is that this is a new genre that's kind of landed in Ireland in the last 10 years. We call it the actor-author genre, which really means, like, an actor who writes his own play. So there's no playwright involved, really, but, well, they are the playwright. And I think it's my own instinct that it has a huge link back to the Philly and the Bards of earlier centuries, where, you know, an awful lot of men performed their work at, you know, tribal dances or courts, or and I think it's come back mainly because of a lack of work, really, in the late 1990s, and when the Celtic Tiger went wallop, actors found themselves out of work and loads of companies closed down, so they had no choice to do it. So there are some extraordinary one man, one woman plays around that are quite brilliant, but sometimes people try it and it just doesn't work. And whether they have more than one play, you see, Pat, this is Pat's fifth play, Seamus' 11th play, so some of the ones, the diehards, just then turn it into, you know, a continual stream of really high quality work.
Okay, yeah. Now we'll go on to Sean Moylan, written and performed by Michael Patrick and directed by an up-and-coming young local director.
Yeah, I'd say up-and-coming, local maybe, but more old and disappearing rather than up-and-coming now, yeah. I worked with Mike in the 90s when he was a young player by the Western World, and he approached me with this idea last year that he's from the market in North Cork. And he's like a huge supporter of the wonderful Sean Moylan, and felt that Sean was, you know, that Sean was ignored a bit. It kind of helps as well that my own background is quite Republican. My grandfather and Tom Barry were first cousins, so that era is very easy for me to work in. So he took a lot of Moylan's writings, and he wrote his own play around it, and we did it in the market, and it just finished in London last night. It did two nights in the Irish Arts Centre in Hammersmith, sold out, and we were a bit nervous about bringing a Republican play over to London, but audiences loved it and really enjoyed it. It's a fabulous piece. First, it's very historically based, so it's very, you know, on the nail with regard to information. But Moylan was a really interesting man in the sense that he has that great old North Cork wit about him. So there's some fantastically funny stories running through it. So, you know, a lot of theatre people are kind of going, oh, I'm not sure if I want to see a biography. It's not a biography. It goes through the, you know, the ambushes and the people involved in them. But it makes a really strong point about that time, that period. So we're hoping that the fit-up audiences will really enjoy it. We took it to West Cork and they loved it. And I would say North Cork is probably more kind of involved in that period than West Cork ever. My cousins would kill me. But North Cork, you know, with the likes of Liam Lynch and Sean Moylan and people like that, equally had a strong Republican kind of background, you know.
Yeah, and of course there's a great interest in that period at the moment because of the 100 years and all that. I have just I've just finished reading for the second time Sinead McCool's book, The Easter Widows, a fascinating account of what happened, the widows of the 1916 leaders. So there is a great interest in looking back at that time. So Sean Moylan, Irish revolutionary, sounds like a great topic for the present time.
Yeah, and also, you know, as you know, I play a bit of music and I love singing in bars and all this kind of old stuff about not bringing up the past. I think it's really important to embrace your history and understand this, really, rather than having a jingoistic feel about it, just to sit down and kind of go, well, you know, it wasn't perfect. Like, there were lots of problematic parts of it. But at the same time, these men gave up a lot to provide us with the independent republic we have today, like I think, but that's just my own personal view. And as I say, audiences are thoroughly enjoying it because it's about an hour and 10 minutes long, and it finishes up with Moylan's Dáil speeches, but the lead into it, the ambushes, you really feel you're there. And especially for younger people, we've had a lot of young people in, and they really kind of take to it because it fills in a lot of gaps or gets rid of a lot of anecdotes. You know, unfortunately, history is quite anecdotal sometimes. But this is close enough to Moylan's own words, so hopefully it's straightforward enough, you know.
Yeah, and the Bureau of Military History's archives seem to be a brilliant source of information that people are now sort of widely sort of using, I think, to do these things, you know.
yeah, we're really lucky in this country. We have a stunning National Archives run by an incredibly go-ahead team under the stewardship of Orla McBride from Donegal. And believe it or not, she's ex-Arts Council. But the information they're collating and the forward thinking of them and the accessibility for every man, woman and child in this country to access what they want is just quite stunning. You
know? Okay. Now, so where and when can we see all these? I know it's starting on Wednesday, the 24th of January, as far as I know, in Bartlemy Community Hall with the Empty Nest. And that's
I suppose the easiest thing for people, because I'm not great at the internet either, but the easiest thing is that every Wednesday we're in Bartlemy for the next 4 weeks, so that's easy to remember then. And every Thursday we're in Inch, and every Friday we're in, three of the Fridays we're in Ballynoe and one Tuesday, and every Sunday we're in Fermoy at the Palace Theatre. So, and we've only one show in Yaw this year. It's my own fault. We just kind of got dates mixed up. That's the Ballad of Mossy Flood goes into Yaw on Saturday, the 3rd of February.
That's right. But sure,
all tickets are at the door except for Kill, which is in County Waterford, and they have an Eventbrite, but ours are walk up. So we'd advise people to get there early because the Empty Nest has a big, you know, a big following, and unfortunately, if we haven't got enough room, we will be turning people away. You know, so I'd say our normal audiences anyway go early; they get it, and they're in happy out. So it's great.
But sure, most of those are fairly for us here in Yall, and for anybody in East Cork, and it's nice to know that it's going down to West Waterford and Kill as well, or Mid Waterford maybe. But you know, so they're all within easy reach, though, aren't they, Jeff?
I think so. I think that's the point. Like, if you miss out on Ballynoe because it's sold out or whatever, you know, you can jump to Fermoy. Fermoy has a beautiful theatre called the Palace Theatre with 200 seats. So, you know, like, 200 takes a lot of filling. So, you know, you'll get it there in Fermoy at the very worst. You know, but and also the halls, Bartlemy and Ballynoe. Now, we've never been to Inch before. This is our first time. So we're really looking forward to that. This is a kind of a breakthrough venue for us. And I'm about to see it, and it's in a stunningly beautiful location, kind of almost in the forest, and it's a huge history of drama up there, you know, with the fabulous Flavins and loads of people, John Ahern doing work. They all know their drama really well, so we've taken a bit of courage in our hands and said, okay, let's go into the heartland of drama and give them a show. So hopefully it'll work out well over the next, because you know, for the works then you're kind of there every year, and it, you know, you have an audience.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, Lynch is only a short run out the road for us here in Yall anyway, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know it at all, really.
No, it's a little oasis. It's like a little oasis where it is.
Oh,
I've often cycled to it.
I knew Mount Uniacke. I played a gig up there once and we loved it. But I didn't realise that even where Inch was until there's a local man here, Mick Long. He's a great friend of mine, and he has me harassed for the last 3 years saying, you have to take shows to Inch. And thankfully, here we are with our first show on this Thursday night coming. So hopefully there'll be a nice crowd there and they'll enjoy it. And you know, they'll come back for more. That's the plan, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, look, best of luck. It sounds like a brilliant choice of plays anyway, you know. Starting on Wednesday, 24th of January in Bartlemy Community Hall, The Empty Nest. Jeff, thanks a million as always, and we'll talk to you hopefully next year.
Declan, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thanks a million.